This is the Composer's Datebook for December 23rd. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1893, the opera Hansel and Gretel, written by a 39-year-old German composer named Engelbert Humperdinck, received its premiere at the Court Theater of Weimar. It was conducted by a promising 29-year-old composer by the name of Richard Strauss. Hansel and Gretel quickly became an international hit, playing to packed houses in Berlin, Vienna, and London. Gustav Mahler, head of the Hamburg Opera at the time, declared it a masterpiece. And parents on several continents breathed a sigh of relief. Here was an opera without sex and only a little PG fairy tale violence at the end. Hansel and Gretel quickly became a Christmastime tradition, even though there's nothing in it particularly Christmassy, apart from children, sugary things to eat, and the appearance of an angel or two. Initially, Humperdinck didn't even want to write anything as silly as an opera on Hansel and Gretel. He was a serious young protege of Wagner, who had helped copy the orchestral parts for Wagner's final opera, Parsifal. It was Humperdinck's sister who talked him into writing some music for a children's play she'd prepared on the familiar fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm. At some point, Humperdinck must have realized he not only could, but should work his sister's play into a full-blown opera, which would blend Wagner's complex orchestral technique with a simple but universally appealing story that would charm old and young alike. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.